Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Do you know a fact you think we should discuss on this show? Or are we ignoring something we should be talking about? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Then you produce to send us that fact or a suggestion. And where have we been today? Well, through Clinton strategist Mark Penn, who coined the term soccer moms, through New York City street lit and literary fiction, and the Blackwater story just completed. And we finish up today by trying to get to the bottom of an incident at the University of Florida on Monday that is sparking a firestorm online and on college campuses. Senator John Kerry was holding a forum at the University of Florida when a student named Andrew Meyer, reportedly known as both a prankster and a political activist, started asking a question and would not relinquish the mic. Six university police started escorting him out and eventually used a taser to subdue the unarmed student, hence the outrage, including questions about other taser incidents involving students on other campuses. Is this becoming a pattern? So we have linked on our webpage to a YouTube video of the Florida incident. If you want to see it, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. But before we talk about it with a couple of guests, we thought you might want to hear part of the audio from the incident. Now, we're going to play a little over 3 minutes of this, and it starts with Andrew Meyer taking the mic at a student forum held by Senator John Kerry. Kerry thought this was going to be any other student asking any other question, but here's how it went.
I first and foremost want to thank you for your time. You spent a lot of time talking to us here today. I want to thank you for coming and being open and honest. You recommended a book to us earlier. I wanted to recommend a book to you. It's called Art Madhouse by Greg Palast.
Yeah, I have it, actually.
Yeah, he's the top investigative journalist in America.
I've already read it.
And he says you won the 2004 election.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You won in 2004. In fact, there were multiple reports on the day of the election of disenfranchisement of black voters in Florida and Ohio.
So what's the question?
Well, that's my question. I'm going to preface it. He's been talking for 2 hours. I think I can have 2 minutes. Thank you very much. All right, I'm going
to
ask you my question. I'm going to inform people, and then I'm going to ask you my question. So there are multiple reports of disenfranchisement of black voters on the day of the election in 2004. There was also voting machines, electronic voting machines in Volusia County in Florida that counted backwards. So amidst all these reports of phony, bogus stuff going on, how could you concede the election on the day? How could you concede the 2004 election on the day? When in this book, it said there were 5 million votes that were suppressed and you won the election. Didn't you want to be president? I'm not even done yet. I have two more questions. If you were so against Iran, how come you were not saying, let's impeach Bush now? Impeach Bush now before we can invade Iran. Why don't we impeach him? Impeach Bush. Clinton was impeached for what? A job? Why don't we impeach Bush? All right? Also, were you a member of Skull and Bones and Collins and Bush? Were you in the same secret society?
That's all right. Let me answer his question.
Excuse me, were you arrested? Whoa. Is anybody watching this? I'm not going.
At this point, looking at the video, the police are escorting him out against his will. He has not yet been tasered.
This situation is not that. I'll answer his question. And, unfortunately, he's not available to come up here and swear me in as president.
Why are they arresting me?
Let me just say that. Because it's a very important question.
What did I do? Get off the bed! Get off the bed! Get off of me, man! I didn't do anything! Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything! Ow! Ow! Ow!
So again, the full audio of the incident at the University of Florida that maybe you've seen quick excerpts of on cable television. And with me now to talk about the incident and the larger context is Sarah Eisenberg, a Boston Globe Eisenberg, a Boston Globe reporter in the Washington Bureau, who really covers Senator Kerry, who's also the author of a completely unrelated book called The Sushi Economy. But Sasha, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
So as far as you could tell, and again, we've linked to the YouTube video of this on our webpage, WNYC.org, if you want to see it for yourself. What happened here? Because, you know, you could listen to that and say this guy was a victim of police brutality, or you could listen to that and say, well, this guy planned the whole thing and seemed to be performing throughout.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly makes for better video than radio. And it seems to me that we probably haven't heard the build-up to it. When I spoke to Senator Kerry yesterday afternoon, he suggested that he had seen from the stage that the student had already been tussling with police officers before he came up to answer his question. And the senator told me that he thought that by allowing the student to ask this question, which was already at the end of this allotted period for the speech, that he was somehow defusing the situation. Obviously, that wasn't to be. And so otherwise, it's not entirely clear what prompted the immediate response of the police officers to sort of violently remove him from the microphone.
By the way, what's a taser, and what does it do?
A taser is it looks like a gun, but it releases electrical currents of up to 50,000 volts. It basically stuns somebody, and are often used, especially by campus police officers, because it's supposed to be a way of subduing a suspect without actual permanent harm.
Right, and I see that since this broke, YouTube is getting some other campus taser incidents showing up. There's one at UCLA that's now gotten over a million links, I'll bet most views. Those views probably came in the last day or so. Is there a trend here in how these weapons are being used on college campuses? Have you looked into that part of it?
I don't know. I was coming to the Washington end of the story yesterday, which it oddly did become sort of a Washington story that the senator was asked about. I mean, there does seem to be, and I think part of the attraction to the video is that tasers occupy, as this incident did, a sort of area between humor and horror. So there was a spate of cable news personalities a while back, especially Rich Sanchez of CNN, who was actually sort of guinea pigged himself to be tasered to show the effects of tasering on a willing human being, which was widely viewed on the internet too. And I think with the understanding that because it does not offer permanent harm, or is not expected to the victim, that it makes him a pretty good object for ridicule without guilt.
Right. And with respect to Senator Kerry, who you primarily cover, one activist I know sent me an email outraged that Kerry just basically stood there with a blank look on his face, and then he made some remarks at the end, as we heard. What about Kerry, and is he getting a lot of reaction from constituents on this?
I'm not sure about constituents. There was a lot of activity on blogs yesterday among people who both criticized him on a sort of moral or human level that he didn't stop this from taking place, and some people sort of, there was one comment that no wonder he didn't respond to the Swift boat attacks. He couldn't even stop this in the auditorium where he was speaking. In his defense, he is heard throughout the video saying, "I want to answer his question. I want to answer his question," which seems like an instruction to the officers to let him go. And in speaking with him yesterday, Kerry said that he was actually unable to see from his vantage point on stage the actual tasering, and didn't know that it had taken place until he left the university altogether. Mm-hmm. It actually seems, when speaking to him, that he, you know, those of us who've watched multiple perspectives of this on YouTube probably have seen far more of the incident than he did at the time.
We can take a few phone calls on this and comments on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or call 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I mean, from my viewing of the video and then listening to the audio again just now, it seems to me that there was some amount of provocation on the part of this guy. And I also read that he had a video camera that he handed to somebody in the audience just as the police were starting to cart him out. I don't know if you can confirm that.
A university official told me that they believed that he had given the camera to somebody that he had arrived at the event with before he asked his question.
Nevertheless, that doesn't answer the question of why six armed campus cops needed a taser to subdue one unarmed student.
Right, and the university has suspended without pay both the officer who shot the taser and the, I believe, the sergeant who was the commanding officer in the situation for doing so. And there's a state agency that's coming in to review the use of force in this instance. I mean, it is pretty apparent from the video. We should know, Brian, that it's not just one video, but I believe there are at least five different videos of this circulating, so you can get the sort of Rashomon effect of the of the whole event if you choose to.
Right.
That he was resisting arrest. He did not seem to be a particularly violent threat. He was holding apparently no weapon other than a book that he was waving at the time. But he certainly was approached by officers who were attempting to restrain him and did fight back.
Now, you mentioned the book that he was waving, and we happen to have the author of that book with us now as well, Greg Palast, the investigative journalist and author of Armed Madhouse, among other things. Greg, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian, glad to be with you as the author of the mysterious yellow book, as the Washington Post calls it, the kid's weapon.
I don't know if this is the kind of book publicity you wanted, but you got it.
Yeah, well, maybe. It's mostly cut out because what's happening is that the point is being missed. It's all about tasers and baloney. The question is the kid's question, which is, in our madhouse, one thing we investigated and was all over the rest of the world's press, because it was our madhouse based on my reporting for BBC television, is that literally hundreds of thousands of black voters were denied the right to vote, or their votes were cast and not counted. And by the way, Alachua County, where this occurred, I did a special investigation on that and found out to be, of 5,000 counties in the U.S., one of the most racist, worst in the entire nation, where the supervisor of elections went out of their way to follow Jeb Bush's order to remove black folk from the voter rolls, calling them felons. Not one was a felon. Their only crime was voting while black. This kid is in the middle of basically the epicenter of a systematic program to deny votes to black people 4 decades after the Voting Rights Act.
You've been on here several times before talking about your belief that Ohio was really stolen in the 2004 presidential election. Yeah. Have you ever gotten a satisfactory answer for yourself from John Kerry as to why he didn't pursue it on the day after the election, which was this kid's question?
No, I've never gotten an answer. I've tried to reach Kerry. I have to tell you that there's a big split here. Obviously John Conyers is holding hearings on that very matter. The firing of the prosecutors, keep in mind.
Still, because we've had Conyers on too, and he has never been willing to quite make the accusation that it was stolen.
It goes even deeper, which is that in the firing of the prosecutors was that prosecutors like David Iglesias absolutely refused to charge voters, black voters or brown voters, with voting illegally because the Republican Party wanted to back up their program of mass disenfranchisement of voters by saying these really were illegal voters. You have to understand, 3 million votes were cast, which were never counted, due to a mass challenge program of the Republican Party, a story covered worldwide, obviously a story covered in our Madhouse, which is why the kid was holding it up. But really, other than, by the way, you're one of the few programs in the United States which even covered this matter, covered everywhere else, about the non-count of the black vote in America. And this kid was trying to get an answer, and in Alachua County, that was going to be very hard to do, because in Alachua County was one of the counties most guilty of preventing black voters from voting, and the kid wanted to know why, and wanted Kerry to take some responsibility for addressing this.
Greg, I'm going to leave it there. Greg Palast, thanks for dropping in. That book, the Mysterious Yellow Book, the called Armed Madhouse, involved in this incident at the University of Florida. And let's see. Okay, a few callers real quick because we're going to run out of time. Jay in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Real quick.
Just the kid was being completely disrespectful. The whole thing looks like a setup. I mean, he's a journalism major. What do you think he wants to do after college when he graduates? Whoever his friend was with the camera that was right there, it was just almost comical. It was like something on Comedy Central.
Thank you very much. Joe in Chelsea, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
I totally support the student. As an old hippie, I think of the 60s and 70s. We've seen this many times. Let the person express themselves. He might be a little bit over the line, but let him express himself.
Thank you very much. Justin in Gainesville. You're in Gainesville, Florida?
That's right, Brian. I'm in Gainesville, Florida. I wasn't at the event, but I was at the University of Presidents, his press conference yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, everybody's really upset here because we here in Gainesville and also in Florida look at the university as a place where people can talk, and they preserve that and they want to encourage that. And the fact that was shut down yesterday is really scary. We're all kind of freaked out.
But wasn't the student also, not to support the tasering, but wasn't the student also shutting down other people's ability to talk by staging this dominating of the microphone?
Well, you know, that's a good point, Brian. And I think that I don't think he was overshadowing other people to speak as much as he wasn't able to be fully heard. And it wasn't allowed for Kerry to, the police just completely moved what his discussion was, and because he was emotional, and because for some reason they felt like he was threatening, even though if you listen to the audio that you played earlier, mm-hmm. there was no reason that he was threatening. He was not violent. He just wanted to be heard, and he wanted Senator Kerry, he was calling him president at the time,
right,
to answer his question.
Justin, I have to leave it there because we're out of time. So Sasha Eisenberg from the Boston Globe, 10 seconds. What happens next?
I don't know. There's going to be this state agency investigation, and I assume that there'll be an end to the review of whether these officers and perhaps other ones that were involved in the incident stay on the force.
Thanks for joining us on short notice today.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.